Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, March 21st, 2021. This morning I will talk about resurrection. Let's begin with a word of prayer. God of all compassion, we praise you for sharing yourself in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, who in life served as a role model for sinners, in death ransomed us from the power of sin, and in resurrection left us with the hope of glory. Bind our wounds, heal our scars, raise us from the dead. Grant us awareness of your presence so that we may also be fully present to those around us. In the power of your Holy Spirit, make us whole people. In Jesus' precious name, amen. One big anxiety that amputees experience is that lost body parts embody their identity in ways that must now change. The pain is particularly acute when the body part is associated with a beloved activity. Our hearts go out, for example, to the runner who loses a leg or the brilliant researcher who develops Alzheimer's disease. Our body is part of our identity. God knows who we are and feels our pain. To be human is to be whole in body, mind, and spirit. Jesus raised the widow's son out of compassion, and he wept before raising Lazarus from the dead. How compassionate would Jesus have been if he had raised the widow's son from the dead only to have the son live as a paraplegic, or if Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead but left him mentally handicapped? During my time as chaplain intern, I knew a dear woman who had been resuscitated after her heart stopped for 8 minutes. The resuscitation left her afflicted with dementia and forced to live in a lockdown Alzheimer's unit. The affliction left her family guilt-ridden and torn over the decision to resuscitate her. Resuscitation leaves scars. Scripture reports that the widow's son and Lazarus were returned to health without scars. Consequently, Jesus did not resuscitate them. He recreated them as only God can. Meredith Klein uses the term recreation in reference to the flood narrative and sees this idea as present in 2 Peter 3:5-7. In other words, Noah was the second Adam, even before Christ. Jesus was bodily resurrected. When the resurrected Christ appeared before the disciples in Jerusalem, he asked for something to eat. The disciples gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it. Furthermore, Christ's compassion for his own disciples, who had deserted him, reveals that Jesus, in his perfection, did not harbor deep emotional scars that might normally accompany the trauma which he experienced. Consider the alternative. What if Jesus had been raised only spiritually? How long would he continue to empathize with us? Or what if Jesus harbored grievous handicaps or emotional scars? Would he still have pity on the rest of us? Would we really want to stand before a scarred and potentially vengeful judge? Christ's resurrection was a recreation, not a resuscitation event. Christ's resurrection leaves us hope that because our judge is healthy and whole, he is also still human and harbors no grievances. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.